Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 57, verse 5. Welcome to the miracle and healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Listen now as his servant, Apostle Tanya, teaches on the Word of God. We invite you to visit us online at www.apostletanya.org.
The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to give me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen? And so let us read that verse again in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, a little slower. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? So we know nothing at all unless it the Spirit of God, which is dwelling in us, speak to us about those things of heaven and those things that in the earth that we should have revelation and know of. And it continues, even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God, the blessed Holy Spirit, receives from God Almighty, and he giveth it unto us, its revelation. Hallelujah. Let's just bless the Holy Spirit. Let's bless him and pour our love on him. We love you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. We ask you to forgive us for taking you for granted. Oh, blessed Lord. And we bless you. We bless you for your holiness. We bless and honor you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us treat the Holy Spirit of one another that is in each other with such honor. In Yeshua's name. The Holy Spirit is close to the Father. I want to emphasize that. He is close to the Father. And the Father principally speaks through us, his children, through the person of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to rest in the Holy Spirit. Sit, soak in him to hear what the Father is saying to us. Amen. And this is what we have just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. As it is recorded in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, the blessed Lord Jesus encourages us about the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of truth has come, it is written by thy Lord, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. And so this is confirming what thy Holy Spirit has just given me to say. We hear from our Father through the Holy Spirit. And so whatsoever the Father says to the Holy Spirit revealeth unto us his children. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that glorious? The closeness of the Godhead. And we see that they do not, they're united, they're close, and they desire us to love each other the way that they love one another.